All right.
Meet me at Home Depot. I bought a 50-gallon barrel for people. I need some industrial bags. When you cut them up, it smells like ass. The gastric intestine explodes. So make sure that you bring a change of clothes. We gonna make them disappear. All the cops found was a floating dick by the pier. The human anatomy. I'll cut you up, then eat a steak at Applebee's. I don't feel nothing, but I thought of you at Thanksgiving when I saw stuffing. Called you like a pumpkin, put your severed arm up your ass, you my puppet. I rode through your barrio, it said R.I.P. Mario, but I ain't sorry though.
Arms, heads, legs, and bodies. Look, Mom, no hands, I'm sorry. Why'd you have to raise me like that? It started with cats, and now I'm buying body bags. Looking in a white van, you should never talk to strangers, man. Now you're duct taped in my basement. This Christmas, your ball's gonna be my decorations. This is a real life nightmare. You see that chainsaw? Right there, you can dream all you want to. Look around you, it's all soundproofed. This is where I make my music. Record your cries into my computer. I think we got a hit. I'm naked, playing drums with your dick.
Bodies. It ain't a job, it's a motherfucking hobby. I'm up drinking coffee at 4 a.m. with Jim and Bobby. They my two main goons. If it rains soon, they'll be there in your main room. I hope I never pray to Jesus. He won't believe my evil ass thesis. I'm possessed by the thoughts that haunt me. I'm trapped in my mind, soul and body. It's a fucked up cold world. When you get left in the cold by your old girl, shit, I'ma get even and chop her ass up on Halloween evening.
Oh, I should have gone. I could have totally gone. And I held back, and there was totally room for me on the other side of this intersection. I made a costly mistake. This will cost us minutes. Minutes! Buffalo chicken fries. I'm like, wait, what? Is it just fries with buffalo sauce? Like, no, okay, it's probably chicken fries that are buffalo seasoned, right? That doesn't sound great, but also I think chicken fries are terrible, so. That's just me. I mean, assuming they're the on-brand, capital C, capital F, chicken fries. From a damn Burger King.
First of all, I want to welcome all y'all. show a nigga round. Least take a nigga to the store.
Yo, we in 49.
Hell no, security bell slow up in the club. Yeah. Remember when they push and shove? It's only love. Love, but everybody waiting on us. Yeah. And fuck, everybody hating on us. Yeah. Debating on us. But we only visiting, ain't trying to fuck with niggas and lizard skins. No. I see you watching me, what? You should watch her. Yeah. Cause if she's sick of your shit, I'm the doctor, not her. Show her 2D car and see how bad. Wanna meet these dogs, they know who we are. West side, nigga, meet me by the bar.
Shake it off, take it off. Break it off, break it off. Make it soft, shake it off, take it off. Take it off, break it off, make it soft. Shake it off, take it off. Break it off, break it off, make it soft. Shake it off, take it off.
Everybody sweating like it's Armageddon. 1999, party over oops. I'm a steel grind. Straight from the west, put the way you're not. DJ, can you play my shit one more time? God damn, you fine.
My nigga, speak on.
She got ass for days.
Put a week on.
And everybody in the world love to go clubbing. And after the club, see the breakfast of bucking. Hope we ain't ducking from haters in the parking lot who ain't got nothing. Trying to prove something. Button. We be the niggas who be putting on our way to the Marriott. Keep them very.
Put the car into manual, or I mean the fake manual that passes for manual on these cars with the paddle shifters these days. It actually won't let me shift out of first when the car is stopped, which is the opposite of manual. It uses these paddle shifters like I'm playing a bad racing game. I think that's pretty cool. I would never want a real manual transmission. Okay, how am I going to do this with these guys on this bike? So I'm going to let these guys with these bikes go. That's what I'm going to do. And then get over. Whatever, I'm going to shift out of that because there's too much traffic. It's not fun. I'm not getting out of third gear. Or I'm barely getting into third gear. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. This car doesn't really spend much time in first gear, really. Seems like as soon as you start moving, as soon as you tap the gas, or you're doing more than, like, coasting, it's like, oh, here's, okay, second gear. Oh, all right. Doing 4 miles an hour, and the car was like, second gear, second gear, second gear. You guys sign up for Peach yet? Who's into Peach? Let's get peaching. Who's getting into Peach? Who's signing up for Peach? Who's got an iPhone? Sign up for the hottest and latest in social networking. What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not... Hey, if you're not on Peach, you're not anywhere. I mean, is Peach... right? I signed up for Peach. You can find it on the internet at peach.cool. Oh, that's a real thing. That's a real thing. Actually go to peach.cool and then go to the app store and peach and peach. Yeah, don't you want to be yourself? It's a fun and simple way to be yourself. We need apps for that. Just be yourself, everybody. Ugh, be yourself. I did just get a friend request from someone who took the name Triple H. So, I guess that's the benefit of something just having launched, huh? It's fun to be yourself. I like being myself on the internet. And only through the magic of Peach is it possible. Someone also took John Stamos. See, in that stretch, I got all the way up into sixth gear. And then slowed all the way back down to nothing. I got into fifth gear. I mean, you know, going a whopping 25 miles an hour, so of course fifth gear.
nightmare. The shadow in the background of the moor, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if we want, where you can always find me. We'll have Halloween on Christmas, but in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
Someone being loaded into an ambulance.
Beyonce on the lip sync battle.
Yes.
That was crazy.
With Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
No, did you see Channing's wife though? Her little dance.
Oh, his wife? I didn't know.
His wife got out there. Woman.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, he did. But his wife.
That was. Is that the second time he's dressed up like a woman? Or?
But see, you know, he don't take himself too seriously.
Oh,
he
is that
can
what
do
it
that.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, it's the thing about they say about putting a dress on in Hollywood.
What?
You never heard that about,
What's the thing,
about, you know, they always make, I mean, normally they talk about African-American comedians, but.
So you talk about the Wanda shit and the Shane shit?
Dave Chappelle said it. He said they always make you put on the dress. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, for real.
Well,
if you think about it, a lot of our comedians have put on the dress.
Yeah. Has Kevin Hart put on a dress?
No.
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, he did.
Kevin put on a dress?
For what?
When did he do it?
One of the movies, but he did it though.
Dave Chappelle might be the only person that's ever put the dress on.
Has Cat Williams ever put on a dress?
Nah.
Oh, maybe Cat Williams is one.
Mike Epps said it.
You know what? Not this
Mike
one.
Mike Epps never did.
Denzel's not a comedian, though. He's on a whole nother. We're talking about the comedian. But it's not on them.
Has Richard Pryor ever put on a dress?
Yes. I think he did.
Eddie Murphy ever put on a dress?
What? Hell
yeah.
I don't know. Eddie Murphy put on a dress.
Yeah.
A lot of dresses.
The clubs.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Damn, oh, yeah.
Martin put on a dress.
Big Mama's house?
Yeah.
Damn.
Shit, dang.
A lot of dresses, man.
They like dresses.
27 dresses.
Yeah, Beyonce's gonna do the Super Bowl too. They just announced.
Oh, yeah, I see that. With Coldplay, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's gonna be big.
I feel like she has a project coming. Like, she's doing a lot right now. She always warns you, except for the last album, and gets you ready.
She set that standard, really, when she did that. Everybody just dropped shit now, but really.
Yeah, she did.
She did that. I mean, she definitely did that. Well, we have any phone calls? I want to see if the people, are the people there? Text them over in New York and see what's going on. I mean, I ain't got...
Whoa. Don't need that much.
Selling worldwide. S come after cool V. They cut scratch transform with finesse and all that mess. But I remember when he first started to rock and tried to get his job and a record shop. He was in it to win, but the boss wanted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help on it. Now my cuz Vaughn still try on and on and on till the light breaks the dawn. To put this J.O.B. in effect, but they'd look right past him and be like, next. Now for the year of 88, Cool V is making dollars, so my cuz is like straight. He walks into the same record shop before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a job, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin, the Vapors. They caught the Vapors. They caught the Vapors. They caught the Vapors. Last subject of the story is about this mom. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. So I was pulling over the street. I said, can I be down, champ? They said, no, and treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some damn deuterons at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me fake. I would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. They acted like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch, what I believe. Yo, biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They call it the Vapors. They call it the Vapors.
Classic cuts, timeless hip hop. I'm your boy Ice Cube, and this is Backspin exclusively on Sirius XM. No, Sirius.
Oh, long week. This is always, the front of the year is always fucking loaded up with stuff. And it's like important stuff, you know? But it's a bunch of meetings and planning. And, well, not enough planning. Never enough planning, really. It's just, it's important stuff that can also be frustrating because it always seems to happen at like the worst possible time. Ah, but the frustrating thing is like the stuff we need to like really get the studio like start making more progress on it. We don't have it, so it's at a standstill. We got boxes full of foam and nothing to do with it yet. You know, it's just, it sucks. It'll get there. But it's like 100% out of our hands now. So it's like, alright, well, this is how it's going to be for now, so get used to it. We'll do what we can. We'll shoot what we can. And it'll look weird for a while. I was hoping we'd be able to kind of have a quicker turnaround. But acoustic foam, apparently, is hard to come by in the quantities we need.
Like a to die as we slug it down. Thank you.
I think this might have been the last rap song that Mark Wahlberg ever put out, unless there's something I'm missing, but this track from the Big Hit soundtrack might be the last Marky Mark cut.
that nigga. If you from the VJ, see play, nigga. If you from the Cherry QB, nigga. If you from the Camo, I can fly, nigga. Now here we are, star for the Sarsaparilla. I'm
we ass make a hit.
All right, get my shirt off here.
Okay, we're on the air live from Lake Merritt, Oakland, California. We'll have exclusive coverage of Gutfest 89. I'm Ted Casey, and we're going to go down live right now with Bill Thompson. Bill's on the scene, and he's going to tell us what's going on. Bill?
Thanks, Ted. Yeah, you can hear they're just having a ball and a hell of a time down here at Gutfest this year. You can hear behind me now, that's, I think they're called Blue Death. Just one of ten bands that are playing down here at Gutfest this year. I think some of the other bands playing would be The Who, The Clash, Digital Underground. There's been rumors that EPMD might come out and play here at Gutfest this year. Other people in the lineup are Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Miles Davis is part of tomorrow's jazz lineup. And tonight they're doing rock and blues. There's supposed to be more music from The Who later on tonight. And then Thursday show is going to close with Digital Underground. It's going to close the show. So, hey, I'm out of here. I'm going to go have some more food, some more good music.
Girls who got the look. Young butterfly, tulip petal, mahogany
divine. Got a big bitch with big legs. Yeah, got this 89. Got this, got this. Got this 89. Got this, got this. Got this 89, y'all. Crazy guts, crazy guts. Got this 89. Got this, got this.
Don't stop.
Cash, so credit for a letter, that's a no-go. KMD in third place, it was A.
a whole lot of soul. So make the gas pass on the damn lungs can kill. You look like your host was a ghost from your throat, but still. Most of the fans are like a mentor, a passing face. The fact is to any death of my liver is good. Scream, I have plans and no pin, any card or no rabbit from my hat. Never a magician if I ever trick them. Another gas face victim.
There it is, yo, fellas, man. Why don't you step to the mic, man? Hey, yo, good looking out, Don, man. Peace. Pungy. Yo, who gets the gas face? Tony Dick gets the gas face.
No gas face for once, one, two, or three.
No gas face for Professor Prince.
But Martina gets the big gas face. No gas face for TJ Some Rock.
No gas face for KMJ. But P.W. Poulter gets a gas face.
About bass.
Have you forgotten? that once we were brought here, we were wrong.
Yeah. I was looking for a way out, but couldn't make it on the Greyhound. So I put my first tape out, and now they got nothing to say now. It's like I'm waving a train pill, telling suckers to lay down, saying it didn't have to. Yeah, well, you know what? Really, I don't do much. My hobbies include bad and smoking Dutch. Was this group that I had? Broken up, and it seems I drove across the country, we ain't spoke a bunch. I'm not a stranger to the Greyhound, I'm always somewhere else. Different phones for different cities, they all forward to the house. Different boys that come with me and they know what I'm about. I'm real fucking super active, and when I'm out I might be a fucked up, but I've loved every minute cause I'm fucked up. It's like I feel it in snippets, I'm numb drunk, and it's dumb, but that blunt's got me high. I wonder if I can fly, cause on this roof I feel like touching the sky. I feel God wonder by the try and look into my eyes, but thought it's just a memory, it's never a fly. But I'm an atheist, I fucking love sinning. Like I fucking love drinking and I fucking love killing. So I bust up weed so I can fucking love living. I'm offensive and I'm never just kidding. I was looking for a way out, but couldn't make it on the Greyhound. So I put my first tape out, and now they got nothing to say now. It's like I'm waving a train pill, telling suckers to lay down, saying it didn't have to be that way. It's looking crazy, placed across the map. Delilah, are you ever coming back? I don't think you really understand what I thought we had. Now I'm looking to these other men, just trying to get it back. I'm not sad, I'm just looking for a reason to rap. And I still miss you when you're gone, so I'm speaking on that. I wish I could just slam this and call you trash, but I just love you so much, I don't want you, girl, mad, man. Why ain't you
right.
Going to this? Yeah, man, I'm moving side.
Here I am, where I'm going. So, oh man, of course it just started raining. All right, well, I gotta go. Have a good weekend and stuff. We'll do this again next week, right? I assume so.